When my cousin Bobby was diagnosed with brain cancer, he spoke at length about his illness with my brother Jack, who asked him if there was anything he would like to do while he was still active. Bobby said, "I'd like the cousins to gather and tell stories about Grandpa." My paternal grandfather was a powerful man who protected his family, farm, church, and all of his involvements in vigorous and even humorous ways. So Jack gathered us together, all 14 of us. We all knew Bobby was dying and did not pretend otherwise, but we certainly were not morose about it either. Most of us had hilarious stories to tell, which I videotaped. Bobby's sister Nancy called me and asked for advice on what to do near the time of death. "Make sure no one is weeping and moaning around him," I told her. "Make things simple. Turn off the TV. Let people come say goodbye before the end has begun." On Bobby's next to last day, the family watched the video of the cousins gathering and put it away. The next day, with everything kept simple and quiet, he died.